Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, our first one since Labor Day. Weekend has passed, and you know, one thing that happened over Labor Day weekend was a first for Jody is something that a lot of people do, and I've done it for a while, but she hadn't, which is a personal retreat, where you actually just go and like
focus on you.
Completely detached from everything that's daily life, right, and think.
I had a problem with the word retreat because it just feels like an escape to me, like a getaway.
Yeah.
Getaway is more what it felt like to me. But I will say this. I haven't talked to Murphy a lot about it because I kind of wanted to save it all for here.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the nicest things I've ever done for myself.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you do it and then you realize.
I will be doing it again.
Do you mean for the retreat and takeaways part or for the relaxation?
I think both. I'm not used to in my life ever being really on my own. I've never I've always been so attached to people and family and love and noise and busyness. In fact, I do think that busyness is a coping thing for me. You know what I mean? I keep busy.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
I've done that forever. Maybe it's to avoid facing. I don't know. It's not therapy. I didn't want to go there, but I'm just saying. Busy has been a thing in my life, and I understand busy, and I thrive well in busy. But it was nice to just stop. It took me half the time. It wasn't until halfway through that I felt you know. So I will be doing it again. I don't know when. I'm going to wait until I feel like I need it or want it, you know, so there's no hard time. I'm not scheduling, you know, anything else, Murphy. But there were some funny things that happened.
Okay.
Number one, I had scheduled this at a bed and breakfast, one that you and I had stayed in years ago, just because I thought it was comfortable and sweet and quaint, and there was a porch swing, and I don't know. I like the area. You know, I was close enough to things if I needed something, but it was also secluded enough and quiet enough and trees everywhere. You know me, country girl.
Yeah.
So when I called and booked ahead and asked for the early check-in and the late check-out, because I only wanted to do one night to start, honestly, to save money, I wanted it to be affordable in case it didn't work out. You know, in case I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah. I think that's very smart the way you did that. And that's the benefit of an Airbnb that most hotels are never going to give you.
Right.
Is an extremely early check-in and a very, very late
right.
check-out.
That personal thing. I called and said, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Instead of doing two nights, in the future I might do two nights, but can I have an early and a late? And she said, yes, as long as no one books right on top of you or right after you. And I got lucky that no one did.
Yeah. For anyone that's not done a retreat before, if you're actually going, you know, away, the limitations of a check-in and check-out kind of get in the way of the actual process of being able to stop and think. Because
you're going to work
think
all
about
overnight.
It. Most places you can't check in until 4 o'clock and then you check out, you know, at 10 o'clock the next morning. That's not enough time to really sit down, spread out your papers or your laptop or whatever it is that you're going to use, you know, and just think.
And I went into this not knowing that I'm not you. I knew I was not going to open my laptop and spread out papers and work because that's just not who I am. I knew I would get some work done, but it would have to come to me. That makes sense?
Yes.
What did you use?
My tablet. My big sketch pad. I wrote some in. I mean, I didn't write a ton like Murphy, but I'll tell you the funny story first, is that she told me, I'm going to put you in the petite suite. And I said, yes, is that the one if I'm facing the porch, I'm on the left side? She goes, yeah. When I arrived, she was walking me to the right. So she was putting, I didn't remember what the name of the suite where we stayed, Murphy. So she said, this is the petite suite, perfect for one person. And she opened the door. It's not where we stayed before. So small that you would have been claustrophobic.
Really?
I said, oh, this is small. And she says, yes, if you'd like the upgrade, the other room is available. And I'm thinking, I'll stay here. So I unpacked. I got everything situated in the petite suite. I was running into myself. Like I was turning around and running into myself. It was that small. The bed was super comfortable, so I was happy, you know.
So everything is one room when they say petite suite.
When I say petite suite, I'm thinking it's smaller than my first, you know, efficiency college apartment. It's about the size of our master bathroom. It was small.
Okay.
It was small with a bed. And then at the foot of the bed, the microwave, the little refrigerator, the TV up in the corner, like the bathroom behind, like it's small.
Okay.
So I let myself settle in and I spent some time on the front porch because honestly, I thought there would be a desk and there wasn't a desk. So it was working on the bed or go outside on the porch.
Yeah.
She was having tea and like, I don't know, pie with a friend of hers. And there was a lot of talking, so I couldn't go on the front porch at first. So I had to work at the bed. Anyway, long story. I say work. I did want to sort of make it count in that, you know, think about things in my life that I need to look at. And the biggest one is health. You know, yes. That's a lot of things for me. That's exercise. It's sleep, getting more sleep somehow. It's diet. And so I did write some things down. It's osteoporosis, you know, which is a diagnosis I had earlier this year and all the things that I can do. And the irony of that is one of the things, the biggest thing that I want to work on is my posture. Okay. I'm trying to be very aware of when I'm slouching. We do a lot of, all of us, mm-hmm. I mean, all of us, we lean forward all day looking at screens, and that is not good for your posture. It's not good for your neck and tension and shoulders and any of that. But the irony is that was the first thing I touched on. Okay. As far as health goes, my biggest concern is posture.
And yeah. you were concentrating on this while you were having to work sitting on a bed.
Yeah. Right. Leaning over on a very soft bed. So I'm like, man, this is ironic and weird. So I just stopped for a while. And you know, and I there were so many little takeaways. Like, if you ever do this, bring more bottled water than you think you need. I ran out of water the first afternoon. I'm like, ugh. So I ran into town and got some more water and, you know, picked up my dinner and whatnot. So that was one of the takeaways. But there are other, like, categories. You know, there's family. You know, things I want to do.
Yeah.
There's, let me think, I have my categories written down here somewhere. So it was health, which is a lot of different things, like I said. Work. Okay. You guys need to know.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. What?
What changes are we in store for?
None.
Oh.
Because I didn't do that.
Oh.
It was felt wrong to me to work on work while I was there. I didn't want to. I felt like this is supposed to also be enjoyable.
Right.
And that would have put me in a stressful space.
It's a personal retreat, so choosing the things you wanted to work on is the right thing to do. Anything you chose would be the right thing.
But I will say this. I'm not Murphy. I'm not a planner or worker bee like that. However, I understood that I was making notes, you know, little notes about diet and exercise and home. I have a page called Home and Things I Want to Do in Our House. Murphy. And then I realize I don't need to overthink this. Make it messy. Later, I can go back and look at it and highlight and know what the action, because I'm thinking Murphy would be like, this is the action plan from this page. But it's like looking at it, I can tell. And I'll just take a highlighter. That's an action. The rest of it's just thoughts. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So I thought that was the whole process. I had no plan, but I can go back through these pages and see, and I'm going to highlight it. You know, what needs to be done and what's just thoughtful.
However you do that, again, it's very personal. Whatever the system is that works for you is best.
Yeah.
But that makes sense to me. And you know, when you were talking about settling in, for anybody, again, that hasn't done, you know, the retreat before, and everybody's brain's different, so this may not be exactly your experience, but the settling part, I don't know what that actually does to the mind to open it up. Once you start writing down those random things like you're talking about that you go back and highlight, at least for me, that's what starts the whole process. It's a bunch of random things that as you go back and you highlight and you look at what you've come up with, then you start to see, I don't know, the pattern itself. The action plan really writes itself because you start to see the things that are most important. To me, that's kind of when the light bulb goes off. It's like, oh, okay.
That didn't happen for me. Like, I had to force myself to write. So what I did was after I had a late lunch,
yeah.
I went for exercising. And that's when I...
That's smart, though. It's the same thing, yeah.
Mm.
It just takes a minute to sit. You kind of have to sit with the thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually they kind of pop up in your head as they should.
After I got back from exercising, I hopped in the tiny shower in the petite suite, and I've never, guys, you know when you travel, sometimes you have trouble with the water pressure?
Yeah.
This water pressure could have could have knocked my freckles off. It was so strong, and I couldn't get away from it. It was the tiniest little shower, and it was so strong.
You couldn't turn the knob
down? I couldn't turn it down. There was on and off, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah. It was nuts. So I get showered and changed and comfortable, and it's about 45 minutes until I'm supposed to watch a game, watch the football game. And this was me not working anymore, just me having. And that's another thing. If you want to go away for yourself to see what that feels like for you, it does not have to be some sort of epiphany of think changes you need. You don't need to incorporate any sort of personal work in it if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. Just do what you need.
Yeah.
I didn't work the whole time at all. I don't even want to tell you what percentage of the time I worked, because once I worked, I got down what I needed, and I'm like, I'm exercising, I'm watching football. So anyway, 45 minutes before the game, I turn on the little TV, and it's giving me this error. And I'm like, well, this isn't going to work. And I'm barely dressed.
Time to add stress to the retreat.
I've just gotten out of the crazy shower.
Yeah.
And so I call the lady who was running the place to me, and she was... I said, look, the TV is giving me trouble and I do want to watch the game. And she came over and she started messing with it and she couldn't get it to work. It was saying it was in store demo mode. And she was like, wait, this TV's been here for years though, so I don't know what's going on. She brought her husband in. They live there, you know, in the other part of the home. And so I'm thinking, I'm not going to get to watch this game. I'll do something else. That's fine. I'll watch it on my phone or something.
Did the three of you fit in the room?
Barely.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if the reason for the petite suite is to force you to upgrade the next time you stay.
Here's what's happened. She upgraded me.
Oh, did she?
She said, you know what? The other TV, there's a TV in the other room, the other suite, the bigger one, you can, let's move you. And I was like, well, let's make sure the other one does work. And she says, okay, yes. Yeah. So she goes over and checks it, and they turned it on. So I got upgraded because of the TV not working. And I was in the bigger room with the desk and the side room and the little kitchenette and the bigger shower.
Nice.
The room we stayed in
years
ago. And it was bigger. The bed was bigger. Everything. I could breathe in there. So after the game, which I turned off at the third quarter anyway.
Smart.
I would like to say I slept well, but I didn't. I didn't sleep. I don't always sleep so well away from home. It was all very comfortable, but I got my best thinking done the next day. I don't know if it was because of the room upgrade or just the settling down with being by myself.
Mm-hmm. Or it could have been a little bit of both, but I do think that there's something that once you pull yourself out of the routine of do, and you know, and the balance that you're talking about is that I learned that one the hard way. The second time, I think the first time it was such a cool experience for me. I'd never done it before. And I went to eat and so forth. I wasn't as balanced. The second time I definitely spent the whole time working, which was not smart. Mm. So I really took that page out of the way you live your life every day, Jody, right? Exactly. And balanced out. And I felt better for it because taking the downtime made the focus time better.
Yeah. And there's no expectations. I can show you right now. I'm looking at my book. My first page is health, and osteo is the first thing. Diet, doctor's appointments, more yoga. I already do a lot of yoga, but that is one thing that is going to help me. It could help anybody. Muscular flexibility. If you build your muscles, it helps your bone, blah, 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 all that. I also spend a lot of time reading stuff. Like I learned some new stretches and things like that for my neck. And for my back.
Good.
So I read and then I would do them on the little slip of floor in the first room.
Did it work?
I think so. It's something that you have to practice, that you have to do, you know, three times a week if you really want to feel differences. But posture being the main thing. And I bought something online to wear sometimes.
Okay.
It's going to be showing up now. There's a whole page about diet. You know, and I don't mean go on a diet. I mean, write down the list of foods that I should be eating. Am I eating them enough? And then I wrote down a list of healthy foods that I love, because for me, dieting means don't focus on the fact that you can't eat cheese fries every day. Mm. Focus on what you like to eat. That's, you know, focus on the good. Mm-hmm. There's a whole page about home, things I want to do. And that's not a honey-do list for you, Murphy. Like for me.
Thank goodness for that.
Is there a page of things Murphy needs to change?
No, but, you know, and There's a page about hobbies, about some things I'm going to be doing. We can talk about that in the show later this week. But I just, and that's a, there's some other stuff, but there's just, and then the rest of the time I just, I guess, tried to get comfortable with being away without a real purpose. Because anytime I've ever traveled alone, it's work. Mm-hmm. It was just different to go, okay, I'm just here because of me. And I liked it a lot. I know that I will continue doing it. I've always said to our girls, as their mother, a piece of advice is, girls, it's great to have, you know, you're going to need your friends in life and you're going to have some, you know, relationships, but you need to have a relationship with yourself. I've always said that. Yeah. And am I doing it? Right. You know, so that was one of the feelings. It was like, I've never done anything like this before, so I will be doing it again.
That's great.
What are the, did you find something that, okay, I got to eliminate that next time? It didn't serve you any purpose on this retreat, or something you forgot to add? Like, oh, next time, don't forget.
I needed more snacks.
Yeah.
I did not have enough snacks. And, you know, I didn't have enough bottled water. I drink a lot more water than I realize. And I have at work here, I have, you know, the water cooler to go to. And at home, I have the refrigerator cooler to go to. So I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. But if I was only relying on bottled water, which I was, I didn't realize. I went through 33 ounce?
Ooh.
Quickly, you know, in the first day and that night. And so the next day I had to run out and get some more water.
Mm.
That's good.
That's great. So biggest takeaway then, health? I mean, would you say that the biggest action steps were that or not?
Oh, takeaway. Action steps, sure. Yeah, I've got things to do.
My biggest takeaway
is that it's a wonderful thing to do for yourself, especially if you do feel like mm-hmm. your life is about everything else and everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's lovely to do. You know, I'm not alone that often.
Right.
And so it was nice. I mean, I was ready to be home, though, when it was time. You know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did it. Now you see the benefits of it. And the next time you do it, it'll be a little bit different. Every time it's a little bit different.
Oh, the next time I do it, I think I'll do a hotel.
Okay.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.